Hey everybody, this is Mike Pace. You may know me from some of my musical endeavors, most recently the Mike Pace and the Child Actors Band. What you may not know about me is that while I grew up Jewish on Long Island, my father's side of the family was of various Christian denominations, and although he converted after he married my mom and I had a bar mitzvah and did all the things that Reformed Jews do, we would still sort of celebrate holidays like Christmas and Easter with my dad's side of the family. Oddly enough, we would celebrate Christmas on New Year's Day at my grandparents' house. And just a little background, my dad has two older siblings, my aunt and my uncle, and they're both respectively 9 and 11 years older than he is. So their kids, of which there are 5 altogether between my aunt and uncle, are like 10 years older than me. So when we would go to my grandparents' house on New Year's Day, and my brother and I were in, you know, I was 10, my brother was 6 or something like that, my older cousins are already in their like late teens and early 20s, and they're coming with their boyfriends and girlfriends, and later on their wives and husbands. So we would all exchange gifts on New Year's Day, and it was really fun. It would be a kind of a whole day thing. We'd come over for brunch, and then we'd sit in the living room and share stories, and we'd recite the 12 days of Christmas. I'm not sure if I'm getting that right. Again, I was raised Jewish, but it was a great kind of familial thing, and I got to spend time with my goy relatives. So one of the great things was is that I would get presents from everybody, and I'd always kind of give my grandma a list, and one year I got the power glove, which was really exciting, and then as I got a little older into my early teens and I got more into music, I started getting CDs. I remember I got Black Sabbath, We Sold Our Soul for Rock and Roll, Greatest Hits album on CD, and one of my older cousins' boyfriends was reminiscing about how he remembered the vinyl and how scary the insert was. And it was just kind of, I was getting a feel for my older cousins, and it was really cool. One year, I was going around the tree, I was picking out presents, and remember, my brother and I were the youngest of everyone, so there was still that kind of childlike exuberance in the air. And I found a kind of a heavy rectangular gift. It was wrapped up and it said Michael on it. And my gifts would be tagged either Mike or Michael, whatever it was. And I usually have a bunch of them, and it was really exciting because I get all sorts of cool stuff. So I go ahead and I start opening this gift, and it turns out that it is a small fire extinguisher. Now keep in mind, I'm probably 12 or 13 at the time. Didn't ask for a small fire extinguisher. I just sort of got it. And I kind of turned around to the family and I said, oh, a fire extinguisher. And apparently it was actually not for me, but for my cousin Karen's boyfriend, whose name was also Mike. So what was nice is that even the boyfriends and the girlfriends and the significant others would get gifts too. Unfortunately, the two of us share the same name. So I guess that's why I opened up his gift, which was a fire extinguisher. As we got older and cousins started having families of their own and were doing their own things, we sort of stopped doing the New Year's Day sort of Christmas get-together celebrations. But for a very long time in my adolescence and formative years, it was something that I really looked forward to because we got presents on New Year's. So, happy holidays, everybody.